This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We use a lot of herbicides in agriculture, not as much as people think, but still, herbicides is a staple of modern farming. A study done by K-State by our own weed ecologist showed that using the best management practices, but no weed control methods, led to a 50% reduction in corn and soybean yields. However, and often rightly so, herbicide usage also comes with lots of rules and training. This is the time of year where farmers and applicators start to think about getting all their licenses in order. In general, there are two types of herbicide licensing, private and commercial. Private applicator licenses are much easier to obtain. Just come into your local extension office and we'll help you set you up with a book to study, and you can take the test right here in the office. Private applicators need to renew their licenses every 5 years. Renewals, however, are not taken here at the extension office. For that, the KDA should send you a letter in the mail before your license expires, and a website to go to or form to renew your license. To be a private applicator, you need to be an agriculture producer on your own or rented property, and be applying without financial compensation. Commercial applicators, however, are applying as part of a business for payment. That business also needs to have a pesticide business license, which is different from the applicator license. Sometimes other agencies, like the County Noxious Weed Department, will also have the commercial applicator license. To get a commercial license requires a training at a specific testing site. The closest locally are in Topeka, Olathe, or Wichita. A commercial license requires everyone to take a general test, and then one or more of the specific subcategory tests, like the 1A agriculture test or the 6A right-of-way test. Commercial licensing are renewed every 3 years, either by retesting at an exam site or by earning enough recertification training credits at approved programs, for instance, the yearly corn and soybean schools. There are, however, a couple of different restricted-use herbicides that require a special training and licensing to use, no matter if you are a private or a commercial applicator. These herbicides include Paraquat and the soybean formulations of Dicamba. In both herbicides, licensing is required by the applicator. It can't be just under the supervision of someone with the license. Paraquat licenses must be attained by anyone even handling the product, including those that are mixing and loading. The Paraquat license is renewed every 3 years, and training can be attained from the website usparaquattraining.com. Dicamba training has to be obtained each and every year. This is done through one of the company websites that makes the herbicide, BASF, Bayer, or Syngenta. Remember, this is just for the soybean dicambas, Eugenia, Extendamax, or Tavium. For all you herbicides applicators out there, take a look at your licensing and see if you need to renew it, or take some additional trainings. The trainings and renewals are fairly easy for private applicators, but are a little more involved on the commercial side. If you have any questions about herbicide training, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. If you have any questions about your specific license, you probably need to call the KDA Pesticide Department, 785-564-6688. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.